This is Brother Zupke greeting you, our beloved friends in the Lord. The tape you're about to hear was given by Duncan Campbell himself in Viroqua, Wisconsin in May of 1968. Duncan Campbell is from Edinburgh, Scotland, and came to Viroqua with Dr. Leonard Ravenhill, who is also from England, and who closes in prayer following this message on the Hebrides Revival. We pray that God will use this report of his faithfulness in the Hebrides to stir our own hearts to go to God in prayer and ask him for an outpouring of his Holy Spirit upon us in our day.
There are two things that I like to say in speaking about the revival in the Hebrides. First, I like to make it perfectly clear that I did not bring revival to the Hebrides. It has grieved me beyond words to hear people talk and write about the man that brought revival to the Hebrides. My dear people, I didn't do that. A revival was there before I ever set foot on the island. It began in a gracious awareness of God sweeping through the parish of Barbas. I like to make it perfectly clear what I understand by revival. When I speak of revival, I'm not thinking of high-pressure evangelism. I'm not thinking of crusades or of special efforts convened and organized by man. That is not in my mind at all. Revival is something altogether different from evangelism on its highest level. Thank God for all that has been accomplished through evangelism. I represent a mission in Scotland that does much in the field of evangelism. We have at least about 100 workers in our mission, and we thank God for all that has been accomplished through their efforts down through the years. But when I think of their efforts, I'm not thinking of revival. I know that in this country you very often speak of having revival meetings. Now, that is something that I just can't understand. I think it would be better for you to speak of your efforts as evangelistic meetings or evangelistic efforts, because that is not revival. That is not revival. Revival is a moving of God in the community, and suddenly the community becoming God conscious before a word is said by any man representing any special effort. Now, I'm sure you'll be interested to know how this gracious movement began on the island of Lewis. Now, the island of Lewis is a very prosperous island, an island of 37,000 inhabitants. I say a prosperous island, perhaps more prosperous than many other parts of rural Scotland. The trade industry there is booming, and men are making fortunes. I might also say that the island of Lewis produces more graduates from our universities in Scotland and in England than in any other part of Great Britain on an average basis. They produce more graduates, as a matter of fact, more ministers and doctors come from the island of Lewis than from any other part of Scotland on an average basis. The captain, as a matter of fact, the captain of one of the queens is from the parish where the revival broke out. Now, that gives you a slight faint idea of the island into which God came in November of 49. This is how it began. Two old women, one of them 84 years of age and the other 82, one of them stone blind, were greatly burdened because of the appalling state of their own parish. It was true that not a single young person attended public worship. Not a single young man or young woman went to the church spent their day perhaps reading or walking, but the church was left out of the picture. And those two women were greatly concerned, and they made it a special matter of prayer. And this is the verse that gripped them. I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. That is God's promise. We believe that God is a covenant-keeping God that must be true to his covenant engagement. He has made a promise, and he must fulfill the promise. These were the thoughts uppermost in their minds. Now, I believe that the prayers of those two women moved the presbytery of Lewes to do something. And the presbytery met every minister in the presbytery representing the island of Lewes, met in the town of Stornoway to discuss and to consider the situation of the island spiritually. And at the presbytery meeting, they passed a resolution calling upon all their faithful people to view with deep concern the terrible drift away from God and the barrenness spiritually of the whole parish. That resolution was read in all the churches on the following Sabbath and printed in two of the local papers in the county. Now, I'm not prepared to say what impression that made upon the people in general, nor upon the ministers in particular, but of this I am certain, that it was taken to heart in the parish of Varva, and particularly by the two old women that I've already referred to. They were so burdened that both of them decided to spend so much time in prayer twice a week. On Tuesday, they got on their knees at 10 o'clock in the evening and remained on their knees until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Two old women in a very humble cottage. One night, one of the sisters had a vision. Now remember that in revival, God works in wonderful ways. Vision came to one of them, and in the vision she saw the church of her father crowded with young people, packed to the door, and a strange minister standing in the pulpit. And she was so impressed by the vision that she sent for the parish minister. And of course, he, knowing the two sisters, knowing that there were two women who knew God in a wonderful way, he responded to their invitation and called at the cottage. That morning, one of the sisters said to the minister, "You must do something about it. And I would suggest that you call your office bearers together and that you spend with us at least two nights in prayer in the week. Tuesday and Friday, if you gather your elders together, you can meet in a barn, a farming community, you can meet in a barn, and as you pray there, we'll pray here." And the minister, being a God-fearing man, a well-saved man, of course in Lewes you couldn't possibly have anybody else. They wouldn't have a man that couldn't give a clear testimony as to his conversion, how he came to know God. That is true of that part of God's vineyard, notwithstanding the appalling situation that prevailed at that time. Well, that was what happened. The minister called his office bearers together, and seven of them met in a barn to pray on Tuesday and on Friday, and the two old women got on their knees and prayed with them. Well, that continued for some weeks, indeed, I believe, almost a month and a half. Until one night, now this is what I'm anxious that you get a hold of. One night, they're kneeling there in the barn, praying,